Living without a net. This is Aratima. What does that mean to live without a net? These trapeze artists that I've watched when I was a child in the circus, they were doing some very, very dangerous things up there, walking on a thin line, on a thin metal thread, jump around, catch each other, fly through the air, spiral. It was breathtaking. And I did all that with a net underneath because they possibly fall. They were considering that they would be falling. It could very well happen, and then if they do, it would be life-threatening for them. So most of us live like these artists. We have a net, and we make sure that we are safe because we are truly believing we're not, and life would not catch us. We don't believe that life catches us. So we are in a place of control, of making sure that we are taking care of ourselves. Now, this is something that is very important. This conversation is not about living recklessly or in a completely ignorant way where we do not pay attention, but we make sure that this body is not harmed and is always being taken care of properly. But we're talking here about a spiritual attitude. What does it mean to skywalk? I remember that at some point when I elevated onto the spiritual level, that I wasn't grounding myself anymore on programmings, on all kinds of ideas that I learned that would constitute the sense of self that I had. All that I began to clear away, and I was bringing my sense of identity more and more into the core and into that which is also called spirit. When we think of spirit, we talked about the breath. It doesn't really have much substance to it. You can't really see the breath. I mean, if it's really cold, you will have a bit of fog coming out of your mouth, but that's more the moisture. There's really nothing visible. It is so invisible, the breath, the spirit. And so we walk like on space, like walking on something that is like the sky. We have nothing to give us resistance. We cannot use anything to consolidate a sense of self. So the mind has nothing to refer back to that this is who I am. So the sense of self is completely unformed and unnamed. And that is what we speak about here, that we live without a net, live without the resistance and the confirmation of a form, of something, of that egoic structure. It is a form of some kind that gives you an idea of who you are. If all that goes away, then we have infinity. We have eternity. And then we're living without any net. What is it like to live without a net? What is it like? We really have to have faith. That is the area of miracles. We have spoken about the breath, the Holy Spirit, the spirit life that is everywhere, and that when we identify with that and we really are surrendering and locking and yoking our mind completely into that, giving the mind back to spirit, making spirit use this mind. When the mind is completely inspirited, completely inspired, then suddenly we are transcending the laws of nature and we are able to walk on water. We are able to walk on air. We are able to literally skywalk. We can do things that don't make sense. We are overriding the laws of nature. And that can only happen if all of who you are, your sense of self, is completely thrown into spirit. When you are being the spirit itself. And how do we live without a net? We have to have faith. We have to meditate, or if we're devotional, we pray. We are either in a place of worship, in a place of inner abandon. The second attention is completely yoked into source, into the essence. and we begin to forget everything else about ourselves, not in the sense of mental forgetting, but a sense of that sense, internal sense of identification of something, the structure. A teacher once said to me, if a bird could fly through you, that kind of freedom is just space. You are then suddenly the sky, and the sky can be on this, in the sky. You can then walk on water, you can walk in the sky, because there's nothing there. And in that moment, you're pure spirit. There might be a body visible, but you are pure spirit. Now, in the context of this course, this is not a goal that you must, by the end of this course, walk on water. This is not what we're talking about, and I can't even do that. But essentially, it is an invitation, because as you continue to let go of the ideas of who you are and abandon yourself into source, abandon yourself into spirit. You have a spirit. That is the realm of miracles. And I know that many of us, many of you, are interested in mastery of the physical body, in healing and overcoming problems of prosperity. All that is linked with this topic of becoming the spirit that you are and trusting. So faith is extremely important, and to completely clean out the mind so the mind becomes glass clean. So there is no coloring, as Patanjali calls it. So there is no speck and there's just sky. And then you can begin to skywalk.